Governor Sarah Palin's spokesman Bill McAllister told reporters today that media coverage scrutinizing the governor's per diem expenses for staying in her Wasilla area home has been so relentless it required a response. McAllister said the stories have implied the governor's actions were wrong, but he says they were perfectly legal. He says when the first family does not stay in the governor's Juneau home, there are cost savings.
At the governor's house, everything is paid for by the state. Groceries, utilities, and so on. When the first family is not there, much of this cost is not incurred. In addition, the governor laid off the chef at the house permanently, and there are other salary reductions when she's not there.
McAllister reminded reporters that Palin's predecessor, Frank Murkowski, had an Anchorage apartment rented for him by the state, and Governor Tony Knowles stayed in a hotel. He says Palin has saved a lot of money in housing expenses.
Through her approach to expenses, Governor Palin, in the first 2 years of her term, saved more than $900,000, okay? $900,000 in state funds compared to the last 2 years under her predecessor. This figure accounts for and includes the $17,000 in per diem that she incurred over a two-year period while away from her duty station that has been reported on so often now.
McAllister was careful to note that the governor is not critical of how her predecessor handled these expenses. He says they are only citing the figures for context. He says the savings extend to Governor Palin's husband, Todd, as well. McAllister says while Nancy Murkowski was considered a senior advisor to her husband, there seems to be a double standard applied to Todd Palin.
Well, the former first lady was not questioned about her role in helping Governor Murkowski, we have found that Mr. Palin attracts criticism for showing any interest in state government. He has much to offer, and this criticism is unwarranted.
McAllister says Todd Palin's expenses over a two-year period were under $20,000 compared to more than $79,000 for Mrs. Murkowski.